This week, Harvard University President Drew Faust joined a long list of college leaders pledging to take steps to protect students in the country illegally. This is, of course, in response to Donald Trump's promise to overturn President Obama's moves to protect those students from deportation, and Trump's pledge to defund some student aid programs for students who are not legal residents. Tanya Mosley of Here and Now contributor WBUR has the stories of two Harvard students who benefit from government protection, attending college without being deported.
Ilian Meza Pena wants to go home.
My emotions are just running really high right now.
Home to her brother and sister in California. Sitting at her mom's dining room table eating her delicious food. Playing a game of lotera with her dad. Listening to cumbia music. Home is a place where she doesn't have to explain that even though she's not a legal resident, she feels 100% American. But Meza Pena can't return to California just yet. She has work to do. This is her senior year at Harvard University, and her thesis is due soon.
I hope to be a human rights lawyer in the future.
Election night, Meza Pena says she felt like someone hit the brakes on her life. Every morning since, she and her roommate give each other pep talks before heading out to class. It helps, but she's still stuck.
We, found our groove. We were going to the gym. We were, getting our work done on time. We were, And then
Trump
got elected, and we were well, yeah. There goes all of our motivation toward academic studies.
That's because Meza Pena and her parents are not legal residents. Her roommate has family members who are also here illegally. When Meza Pena was 3, she and her mom and dad migrated from Mexico and never returned. When she hears President-elect Trump's plans for a wall at the southern border or the massive deportation of the undocumented, she worries that by going to college, she may have put her family in jeopardy.
I'm afraid for my parents. I'm afraid for my parents because they have no protections. They haven't had any protections. And, with my application, I disclose their information as well. I disclose where we live and where they've been working.
That paperwork she's talking about is the application for protective status under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA, as it's called, allows children brought here illegally to study and work in the United States. All of Meza Pena's information is held by the Department of Homeland Security. Across campus, 20-year-old junior Jin Park plugs in his headphones and blasts his favorite blues music. It's his motivation.
Every day I wake up, it's the fact that I am here is really amazing.
As an Asian man, Park knows when he walks through campus, people likely have different impressions of who he is and where he comes from.
The thing about being in Korean undocumented person is people don't really expect you to be undocumented.
The conversation in this country about immigration has focused heavily on the Mexican border. But Park believes that just about everyone who is not a legal resident feels afraid or unsure. When Park was 3, his parents moved from South Korea to Queens, New York, on a work visa. When that expired, they just stayed.
I feel American. I know that to be true because this is my home, right? I grew up here. This is where I made all my friends, and this is where I built a life.
But for the first time, Park's parents are expressing to him that maybe it was a mistake to come to the United States. Since they are not legal residents, they are in many ways marginalized. After 17 years, Park's mother still works at a nail salon, his dad at a restaurant. Post-election, they feel even more unsure about their future. It is that weekly phone call from Park's dorm room at Harvard that reminds both him and his parents that the sacrifice is perhaps worth it.
The fact that they're so proud of me is what keeps them going. So when I tell them, yeah, I know it's hard, how are you doing? They say, yeah, it's hard, but you're the reason why we keep going.
I'm going to write that chapter.
More than 5,000 faculty, staff, and students signed a petition requesting Harvard become a sanctuary campus, which means it would prohibit Immigration and Customs Enforcement from entering a designated area or the entire campus without a warrant. The university is not officially calling itself a sanctuary campus, but President Drew Faust says Harvard will continue to support students like Jin Park and Ilian Meza Pena. The university will add additional resources, like legal advice, and campus police will not inquire about a student's legal status. Harvard estimates there are somewhere around 40 students who have self-identified as undocumented. And with every one of them, a family uncertain of what comes next. For Here and Now, I'm Tanya Mosley.